Welcome to episode 181 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. I'm tired of hearing people mispronounce the Japanese word bokeh, meaning the out-of-focus part of a photograph. As the master of bokeh in my photography and having lived in Japan and speaking the language for the last 18 years, I thought I'd put the record straight once and for all and tell you how the Japanese actually pronounce the word and give you a little bit of background on the meaning. The correct pronunciation is bokeh. With Roman alphabet characters, it's spelt B-O-K-E or B-O-K-E-H with an H on the end, which joined to the E helps English-speaking people to pronounce it bokeh. And not boke. That's probably the more natural way for English speakers to pronounce a vowel followed by a single consonant and then another vowel. But that is in the English language, and it's a Japanese word. One way to think about the pronunciation is to say the first syllable bo, as in the first syllable of the word bottle. If you feel the urge to pronounce the word bottle with an A, like battle, then you're probably American. This in itself is not a problem, but it will help you on this occasion to learn to pronounce bottle in the mother tongue. The second syllable, the ke part of the word, is pronounced like the ke in kettle, a utensil for boiling water, or a container to hold fish. So think of bottle and kettle and you're almost there. Just put the bo and the ke together to make bokeh. It's not boke that rhymes with poke, as I say, or boka, as I've heard it said before. That rhymes with poker, or bouquet. Any other similarly mutated words are out as well. It's bokeh. The word bokeh comes from the Japanese word meaning to be senile, suffer from dementia, or to be fuzzy or blurred. As an intransitive verb, bokeru means to become fuzzy or to become forgetful, with age usually. Become senile, go gaga or go soft in the head. Boketto miru means to gawk, and boketto suru means to look spaced out. As a transitive verb, bokasu can mean to refuse to come out and say something or to hide the truth. It means to obfuscate or befog. In a visual or imagery sort of sense, it means to make opaque, to gradate, or to smudge, or to make blurry. As an adjective, boketa or boketeru or boketeiru, as it should be said, means to be foolish, to be dippy, scatterbrained. It also means, as I say, senile. Or it can be used to describe someone suffering from dementia. An example use in the original sense would be something like Obaachan ga bokete shimatta, meaning my grandmother has gone senile. By the way, to confuse things further, there is a type of flower in Japan called a bokeh, which translates as the Japanese quince. There are a few swear words in Japanese. Rather, the Japanese use the same words with different stress or inflections. A friend, a small boy, might request another to bokenaide, which means basically don't be silly. On the other hand, you might see a scene in a Yakuza or a Japanese mafia movie where you have some chimpira or hoodlum just kicking another guy in the head with his arms flailing around looking tough and shouting, Nameten no ka bokeh! This has a significantly stronger meaning, something along the lines of, don't mess with me, you asshole. So, next time someone tries to tell you, intelligently, and often most convincingly, how to pronounce the word bokeh, you can wag your index finger at them, tut loudly, and tell them exactly how it's pronounced. And you could go into detail and explain the background of the word if you really want to impress. If you still fail to convince them, just send them a link to this podcast. Finally, to show true mastery of the word, you could even call them a bokeh yourself. meaning, as you now know, you idiot, or you fool, or you asshole, depending on your intonation. For show notes, archives, and easy one-click subscription in iTunes, go to the podcasts page at martinbaileyphotography.com. The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is also a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.